You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The government of Belarus has a long history of human rights abuses, and it's been described as the last true dictatorship in Europe. This past January, members of the Belarus Free Theater sneaked out of their country to appear at the public theaters Under the Radar Festival, where they played to rave reviews and packed houses. Unable to return home, they've been touring the United States and have now returned to New York to perform three works in repertory, being Harold Pinter, Zone of Silence, and the New York premiere of Discover Love. The shows are being presented by the Public Theater in La Mama, running through May 15th at the La Mama Theater on East 4th Street. And I'm pleased to welcome Natalia Koliada, co-founder of Belarus Free Theater, and Mark Russell, producer of the Under the Radar Festival, to our show today. Hi.
Hello.
And Natalia, welcome to New York. Are you finding it a more welcoming environment for your theater than Minsk?
Oh, this is definitely...
Were audiences a problem back home, or just the government censors?
Everything is under control of the government. So whatever you do, and if it just briefly, when we started, it was started from British plays, Psychosis by Sarah Kane, Mark Ravenhill, Explicit Polaroids. So like everyone knows that these plays are not about politics. It's about splitting mentality, sexual minorities, absolutely different issues that are not connected to politics.
And how did Blasted go over in Minsk?
But we are 100% sure, and my husband wrote an article about this, that it was organized by authorities. And now there is a new wave of repression. So it's just witch hunt, a great, absolutely attempt to stop everything all over the country. When people need to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to buy oil and buckwheat and staying to buy any currency of the world overnight, so there is a necessity to just take away this attention from economic problems.
Mark, the Under the Radar Festival this year included troops from Chile, South Africa, Slovenia, Latvia, Germany, France, and Italy, among others. What led to the decision to invite Belarus Free Theater to the festival? Had you heard about them?
Yes.
You gone to Belarus?
No, I haven't been to Belarus. But a friend of mine, Aaron Landsman, went, and he came back really excited about this theater. And he said, this, Mark, is really underground theater, under the radar theater, and you have to see them. And he told me about them. And then I got to see their videotapes and brought over for the first time. I wanted to bring the big company, but we brought over Generation Jeans, which is sort of an introduction, about 3 or 4 years ago. And then I worked and worked, and we tried to raise the money to get Being Harold Pinter over. And we were bringing them for their artistic value. Wasn't about the politics. And then the politics blew up in our face.
Well, you actually had to go under the radar to get him here.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes. We spent a lot of time trying to rejigger their airplane tickets and a lot of other things, finding other ways to get them out of the country. They did most of the inventive stuff themselves and then finally got them here just on time.
Well, what's the problem? Why can't a theater troupe leave? You were able to leave, and the smaller group was able to leave 3 years ago. Are people kept in Belarus? Is travel abroad discouraged?
Well, it's not possible to get visas to travel outside of Belarus. And in terms of our company, we passed different ways of harassment. So the moment we started to exist, it was banned. And all our actors, they lost their jobs. Director lost his job. People were blackmailed, threatened. So whatever way of harassment you choose, it will be there. For example, the latest from the last year after our meeting with Steven Spielberg, we're called Scientology cult that manipulate people mentality. So this is just the wide variety of harassment. And it's very complicated to leave the country in such the circumstances because there are blacklists of people who cannot be produced or cannot leave the country.
So where do you even perform? You can't perform in a regular theater.
We performed only underground. So in order to get to our performances, you need to find a phone number of our manager, call him or her, leave your phone number, your name. Then when we find a place where to perform, you will get a phone back, call back and meeting point. After that, you'll get to meeting point. And from meeting point, you are taken to a place where we perform. And you should take your passport with you in case if you are detained.
Well, I would assume some secret police have also learned about this phone number and have come to performances.
They've had performances where they performed and the whole audience was arrested.
The audience was arrested simply being in attendance. Now, the president, Alexander Lukashenko, has been in power since 1994?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What kind of leader is he? He sounds like an old Soviet-style leader, only maybe even worse than the last ones.
And just imagine that this guy, he is former director of Collective Farm. So everyone in America knows about Soviet Union and about collective farms. So it, just imagine this aesthetical position of this person who is leading his country to nowhere, and he doesn't have any ideology. He just wants him to stay in power till the end of his life and his children's life.
But there's still a KGB, a cult KGB.
Yeah, as my husband said, that this is the most honest organization in the world. They didn't change the nature of their job. So why they should change the name of their organization? We have tortures that are implemented by KGB nowadays.
But since there was an article in the Times yesterday saying that the currency is in trouble, people are waiting in long lines to change rubles into dollars or euros, it sounds to me like this is the kind of troubled country where governments fall.
We do hope this is the end, and everything that was happening during the last 4 months just proves that there is no economy, and we hope that it would be the end. But again, it's necessary to have this joint petition of the world towards Belarus.
Well, Mark, I'm sure you thought about this. Why do you think the United States or the EU haven't imposed any kind of sanctions on the country?
Well, I think
the United States did it.
We have now?
Yes, yes. And a lot to Natalia talking to a certain Hillary Clinton at one point.
When did you and your husband, Nikolai Khalezin, begin the Belarus Free Theater?
It was 6 years ago. We met Vladimir Sherbin, who is a director of Bin Harald Pinter and Zone of Silence and other performances. And we just started to work, but we knew from the very beginning that it would not be possible to work officially. So we are prohibited, we are banned in the country. We cannot sell tickets, we cannot perform in the theater, and just underground.
Well, he's a journalist, and you have a background in history and business. Had either of you been involved in theater before?
My husband, he was one of the most successful state designers of alternative theater. Again, that theater was closed down. Otherwise, there are only state theaters that exist in Belarus. All our actors, they are professional actors. Director is professional director. In my situation, I wanted to become an actress, but it was not possible because my father, he was a vice president of Academy of Arts, and it was not possible for children to enter the same institutions where your parents work. So my brother said that, you know what, you should become a diplomat. And it's the same thing as an actress, but you will speak foreign language. This is what I do. But my family, theater family, and my father, he lost the job because of me. And my husband, he was said that he is disgrace for Academy of Arts because his children are disgrace for the country. So my theater is in my mind on DNA level in my body.
So there are still members of the family back in Belarus.
Yeah, our parents are there, and our elder daughter is there as well.
Your husband is one of the actors in the troupe.
Mm-hmm. It was necessary to make it. He really didn't want to make it, but why he started to perform in Bin Harald Pinter, it happened because one of our actors, he was threatened, blackmailed. If he goes with us to London to perform there, then he would lose his job. And he didn't stand it. So one day before going for 1 month to perform Bin Harald Pinter to London, he said he's not going. And we had 4 hours for Kolya to get involved in this performance. So now he's a star.
Yes, he is a star. He's great.
And how did you create this play, being Harald Pinter? It includes scenes from several Pinter plays as well as his Nobel Prize speech, along with statements from Belarusian political prisoners. Because you saw some connection?
I hope we will have enough time. I'll tell you the story that Tom Stoppard, who is our amazing friend and our patron, he came to Minsk. He met all people who are now in KGB jail, wives of those people who are kidnapped and killed. And he met many artists. And he said, you know what? You need to pay attention to Harold Place. He wrote exactly about you. Unfortunately, at that time, there were no translations of Pinter's plays, but he got Nobel Prize, lucky we are. And Vladimir Sherbin started to read his plays, and Nikolai got this Nobel speech and sent it to Vladimir. And it appeared that absolutely brilliant idea of building the performance on Pinter's Nobel Prize and incorporating their political letters of political prisoners in Belarus, it was just an idea to show the transformation of violence that exists in Pinter's place to reality in Belarus.
And you have a lot of supporters in theater, not just Stoppard, Tony Kushner, Jude Law, Kevin Spacey. Very impressive. You also were arrested, weren't you, after the election?
That night, yes. That night I
was
arrested.
Because they were rigged? Didn't everybody know they were rigged?
Like everyone, there were up to 1,000 people who got arrested there that night. And everyone who was on the way, they would be arrested. And I was released only because of a lucky coincidence and judicial mistake. But it was horrible there. Like the main thing that it stuck in my mind, the phrase that Special Division of Police person said that if you say one word, Nazis will be like a dream to you. And knowing that every third person is killed in Belarus by Nazis and the ways they were killed, everyone knows in the world. So I was thinking, what should happen to me then?
You mean during the German occupation?
Yes.
During World War II?
During the World War II. And this is Belarusian person who is telling to another Belarusian person.
You're saying your life is really not safe. So how did you get out?
Different ways of transportation. And
you had to sneak out?
Yeah, we sneak out. But only, this is like I just want to say and give a lot of appreciations. And only on our friends, Mark Russell, Min Won, Under the Radar, Public Theater. Nobody ever did such a thing to us, for us, because if it's not them, I'm sure we will be inside of the country, but we will be in jail.
The other plays are really fascinating, aren't they, Mark? The second one, Zone of Silence, consists of three parts. Can you tell us about them?
Yes. I mean, Zone of Silence is a great overview of the Belarusian situation. And it's created by the company members, and they're talking from their own experience and from people they met in the city, and it's sort of a docu-theater piece. And then this beautiful Discover Love, which I saw yesterday, which just – it's a really moving, gorgeous piece, really strong, about disappeared people. And it applies around the world, not just Belarus.
That's the one that is premiering. One of the interesting segments of Zone of Silence is called Numbers, which pairs short vignettes with statistics about Belarus, like the population is 9.7 million, but it's expected to decline by 28.2% by 2050 to 6.9 million. Why is the population dropping?
First of all, we had Chernobyl. And it was an absolutely horrible catastrophe. So the everything, like the biggest pollution of radiation, was stopped in Belarus. So
even though it was from Ukraine,
it moved from Ukraine over Belarus, and it was stopped by Russian planes. So the whole cloud with radiation was stopped in order to have rains all over Belarus, but not in Russia. People, they have absolutely horrible thyroid cancer. Children are dying. And what is horrible with Lukashenko that he started to put people back to these contaminated zones. So, and it's 25-year anniversary on 26th of April. So, like Lukashenko, it's another Chernobyl for his population, but because he is killing people there.
Well, other statistics, only 2% of babies are born completely healthy. 70% of young people suffer from chronic diseases. 60% of married women are exposed to domestic violence of one sort or another. 1,000 to 1,200 people disappear each year in Belarus. And one of the more fascinating statistics, Belarusian cows have illegally crossed the border into
Even
Poland
cows.
To escape. Incredible. So you mentioned the third play, Discover Love, based on a true story?
Yes. Yeah, it's a story of our very dear friend. She's a godmother of our youngest daughter. And so all the stories, they are connected to us, to our actors, to our lives. And an idea was just to talk about love, not about tragedies that is appearing in the end, but just to give a feeling back to audience and to ourselves that it's just tremendous value of one human being life that exists, but it's forgotten by the world. Millions of people need to be killed like it was happening in Rwanda, or we waited for thousands to be killed in Libya in order for the world to start to react. So an idea just to talk about one human being life and about love.
Belarus Free Theater will be at the La Mama Theater. That's at 66 East 4th Street through May 15th. What happens after that?
You go back to England, I believe.
So England is where you're going to be living as an expatriate theater group?
We, some of our actors, they are still coming back to Belarus. But again, it's illegally. We stay in London and we got this amazing support from British theaters like Old Vic, Young Vic, Almeida theaters. Who are ready to give us their places to rehearse. And this is absolutely amazing. This is what is done here in New York.
Well, maybe things will change, not that this is a positive thing, but there was a bombing in the Minsk subway last week, killing 13 people, wounding hundreds, which would suggest that that some people would like to force change. I'm not sure that's the way you go about it.
Yes, I think it's going to change. It's taking a long time, and it's very difficult at the moment. Natalia is one of the few activists outside of the country that's not in jail, that's able to take meetings. Tomorrow, you're meeting with the World Bank, I think.
Yeah.
So there's this whole other track of politics and activism that Natalia is working with, and then the theater is doing its artistic role.
We should point out that the plays are performed in the Belarusian language with super titles.
Yes. It's easy to get them, though. It comes right across. It's a sort of like seeing a foreign movie or something like that.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't want everybody speaking English or getting somebody to dub the actors' voices.
No.
Mark Russell is producer of the Under the Radar Festival, and Natalia Kolyada is co-founder of the Belarus Free Theater, now at La Mamba Theater on West 6th Street, East 4th Street, 66 East 4th Street through May 15th. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much
for
having us here.